morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Nippy, I'll say this morning, probably going to be a good morning to stay inside and read the Sunday paper, have a little bit of coffee, and take some notes. We're going to try and motivate you to think spring. It's a long ways off. Winter's just started, and it's been cold and snowy over the entire Northeast. In fact, the whole country is cold, from California to Maine and Maine down to Florida. If you have friends or friends that are going to Disney, we'll say, in Florida. It's in the 20s down in Florida. So it's cold just about every place, and hopefully things will be warming up. I think probably the most important thing that you need to do, besides staying warm, is try and get some humidity into your home. It will help you. It will help your plants. And everybody will be happy. So that's one thing that I've always found during the winter, especially if you have forced hot air heat. It makes it difficult for you to breathe because the air is so dry. And your plants have a tough time too. So certain plants really need to have more humidity than a lot of other plants. For example, gardenias. If you have a gardenia, and you've got these nice, big, fat buds on the plant, and you're waiting for the blooms to open, I will tell you right now, the best thing that you can do to help that gardenia come into bloom is to get yourself a plastic mister bottle, fill it full of water, and get into the routine that in the morning, and again before you go to bed, spray some mist over that entire plant, and especially where the bud is attached to the plant. Right where the bud sits on the end of that branch, there's a little layer of cells. And if the humidity level right there on that ring of cells is not high enough, just when the bud gets ready to burst open, it falls off, and you get really disappointed. So humidity on the gardenia is very important. Best thing for you to do, get an oversized saucer. And if you can find a saucer just the same size as the width of your plant, the spread of the foliage, fill that saucer with some stone, marble chip, or something like that. Set your plant on top and fill that saucer with water till you hit the bottom of the pot. You don't want to cover the bottom of the pot, but you want to run the water right to the bottom. During the day, the moisture will evaporate. And as it evaporates, it will rise from the water and it will add humidity around that plant. And it will help, but if you have a gardenia, believe me, if you don't start misting where the buds are attached to the plant, they're going to fall. And if you have forced hot air, it's going to be even a greater challenge, or a wood stove. Now, if you have a wood stove, the one thing that you should be doing, every time you clean it, make sure that you save that wood ash. Because that wood ash can be very, very useful in your garden and on your lawn. A 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash. And even if there are little cinders the size of your little finger, save them. When the snow is gone, spread it on your lawn. Any places on your lawn where you see that there is visible moss, spread that wood ash and the cinders right there. During the spring, the rains will wash that wood ash into the ground, and it will neutralize the acidity in the soil. Now, a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash will be equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. So a 5-gallon bucket will treat roughly 1,000 square feet of lawn or garden, the same as a 50-pound bag of lime. Now, the only difference is this. If you put down the old-fashioned powdered lime on your lawn in the spring, it's going to take 3 to 6 months to really do some good for you, to help to neutralize the acidity in the soil. If you take that bucket of wood ash, you spread it on your lawn or in your gardens during, let's say, March, or when the snow's all gone, put it down during February. Hopefully the snow will all melt by then. The wood ash will neutralize the acidity in your soil within 7 to 10 days. So it works a lot faster than powdered lime because powdered lime is still rock and it takes time for the bacteria, the microbes, the fungi in the soil to break it down so that the acidity can be neutralized. With wood ash, it's soft, it's not hard, and it can work very, very quickly. So if you have a garden, if you have a moss problem, if you don't have a wood stove, and you know of a neighbor or a relative that does, and they're not using that wood ash, ask them for it. It would be a wise investment to buy a steel bucket. Bring them the steel bucket and say, here, here's a bucket for you. It's not going to melt if the wood ash is hot. When it's full, give me a call. I'll come over and get it. And then you can replace it. Take the bucket, spread it in your yard, put it in some of it in your compost pile, and continue to give them the bucket. They'll keep filling it, and you can have a beautiful garden and a beautiful lawn. The more lime you add to your lawn, the greener it's going to be, the less likely that you'll have weeds. And did you know that? The more acidic the soil, the more weeds you'll have. Weeds prefer an acid soil. So if you can neutralize the soil so that the fertilizers work better, the grass will grow thicker and fuller, and then you'll have less weeds in your lawn, which will really help you a great deal. So if you don't have the wood ash, buy some lime in the spring, put it down on your lawn, and you will have a better looking lawn. Your gardens will grow better because the soil will be on the neutral side. And believe me, things will be a lot better off for you during the year to come. Now, if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Talk with Don. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together so that you have a great-looking yard, garden. Or if you have a question on your houseplants, it doesn't matter if it's an ivy, a ficus, a fern. If you're thinking of buying some orchids, we'll talk together, and we'll try and help you to decide on what will do real well in your house. This time of the year, it's quiet. if you had some problems last year and you want to try and figure out what happened, what went wrong, not what you did wrong, but what went wrong with your garden, with your plants, most of the time it's not you. Most of the time it's the weather, it's the soil, it's the amount of sunshine. It could be a lot of different things. And sometimes it's easy enough to adjust, like adding lime to neutralize the soil. Like knowing when is the right time to prune that plant to give you flower buds. Knowing the right type of fertilizer to apply so that it will bloom better. Like hydrangeas. I mean, we buy blue hydrangeas and sometimes they turn pink. And we don't know why. Usually, it's because we've added lime. The soil is sweet, and blue hydrangeas want to be acid. They need the opposite. And you can use something like aluminum sulfate, which will go the opposite, make the soil more acidic. So call us, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st. And see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Have you warmed up yet?
Yeah, I've just now thawed out, so I'm all good.
Boy, I can't believe how cold Minnesota has been this year.
-6 is not a walk in the park, as it were.
But at least it's warmer than yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think we had some -15 situation going on with some wind chill, so I'm glad to be, you know, in single-digit negatives again.
You never thought you would say that, would you?
Yeah, you never know. Never know what's going to happen.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
Sure thing, Paul.
Okay, who's up for us this morning, Don?
Up first, we have Al from Maine, who has a question about wood ash and manure.
Okay. Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I love your newsletters that I get every Thursday.
My
question that I have two garden plots. They're 50 feet by 100 feet. And I raise three different types of animals. I raise pigs, chickens, and ducks. And what I did this winter is I snowblowed paths to both sides of my garden, both my garden sites.
Yes.
And I've been dumping the manure into piles and spreading it out and then dumping wood ash. Is that too much for a garden to handle, or should I be breaking that all up separately, or what should I be doing with the three different types of manure?
Okay. Growing up, my dad always put chicken manure in our vegetable garden, and we have the best vegetable garden that you've ever had. He even put it down on our lawn, and that was good. So duck manure, chicken manure, turkey, all of the fowl animals are going to be very good. Pig manure, the same thing, because they're not eating processed food. So any time you have animals that use grains, they use like bread. I know sometimes when you raise chickens, you're going to put breads and different things like that, and that's good. As long as it's not processed foods, they'll be very, very good. And as long as it has a chance to break down, you're going to be in good shape. So spread it on your garden. You don't want to put it 2-3 inches thick, you know. Put it down a good inch, and then in the spring, till it all in. Now, wood ash is something you want to be careful for, Al. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash will do about 1,000 square feet. So you 50 by 100 is roughly 5,000 square feet of garden. So you would need five-gallon buckets of wood ash. The problem is if you start to put more than that, you're going to lower that pH and you're going to have problems with certain crops. For example, potatoes. They want the soil to be slightly acidic. And tomatoes, they like it on the neutral side. But all of your other vegetables, if you lower that pH too much, they won't grow. I did this originally. The first year we put in a wood stove, we burnt 5 cords of wood from fall until spring. And every time I cleaned out the wood stove, I threw all of the wood ash on top of the garden, which was a lot of wood ash. And my garden wasn't even close to 5,000 square feet. It was probably maybe 1,000 square feet. My pH in the soil had gone from about 6.5. It raised it to 9, and nothing would grow. I had to use aluminum sulfate, and it was the worst garden I ever had. So look at your garden, and if it's really been acid in the soil around the garden, I don't see a problem putting down maybe 10 buckets, but not any more than that. Take the rest of it, spread it on your lawn, put it around in your perennial beds, in your flower beds, you'll be in great shape. But all of the animals that you're talking about shouldn't be a problem at all. Horses is where the problem with fresh manure becomes a problem. The horse doesn't chew the food. It doesn't have a chance for the seed to break down, and then you have a lot of weeds depending on what the horse ate. But pigs, chicken, ducks, put it in there, and you'll have a great garden. And whatever's left, build a pile and start using it for composting. Thank you, Al.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number is toll free, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Patrick from Cape Cod, who has a question about Montauk daisies.
Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning.
This fall, I forgot to cut back my Montauk daisies, and I was just wondering when I can go and start cutting those down again.
You can do it anytime now. I mean, the plants have probably all turned brown, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
I would think. Yeah. Yeah, you can cut them back. I mean, mine, at my house, I've cut them back to about 6 inches. And, before all the snow came this week, there were visible buds on those stumps that I cut it back to. And right on the soil line, it is loaded with flower buds for next year. So just to make the garden look cleaner and make it look nice and tidy and clean. Just cut them back to about 6 inches, and then in the spring the new growth will start, and you'll be in great shape. Now, the other thing that you can do, Patrick, is once the new growth has grown to about a foot tall, cut it in half. And usually that happens in late June, early July. And I let mine come up to about a foot. I cut it back to about maybe 6 to 8 inches. And it forces it to bush out. And it makes a tremendous difference. If you don't prune them, they'll get to be, some years, as high as 3 to 4 feet. And then they flop over. They become top heavy. And they don't look nice. So I let mine come up a foot. I take 4 or 5 inches off of them. Now, all of those cuttings that you've taken, if you strip off the bottom 2 inches of leaves, push them into your garden. 3-4 cuttings together. Keep the soil moist. They will root and make new plants. It's that easy. You don't need any rooting powder with the Montauk Daisy. If you've got some old plastic pots, fill them with some soil from your garden. You don't need anything special, just regular soil. Fill them with soil. Put 2 or 3 cuttings in each of the, like a 4 or a 5 inch pot. Put them in an area where they're going to get light, but no real hot sun on them. Keep them wet. And within 2 weeks, they've got roots, they're growing, and now you've got new plants that you can add to your garden or give to friends or family members. But don't be scared to cut them back. It will double the amount of branches, which means doubling the amount of flowers on your plant, and it controls the height. I mean, I love Montauk Daisy because when all of my gardens have been hit by frost, all the impatiens, the marigolds, petunias, are all done blooming. When all my perennials are done blooming for the year, even the mums are done blooming for the year, the Montauk Daisies are coming into bloom, and they're looking beautiful. And most years, especially on Cape Cod, you can have Montauk Daisies in bloom till about Thanksgiving. So it's a plant that starts to bloom in late September, early October, blooms the entire month of October and into November. So it's a great late-blooming perennial, very, very hardy. I mean, if it can live in my garden in Kennebunk, Maine, right now it's warmed up. Earlier when the show started, it was -2. Right now it's 1 above 0. And they thrive. They just love the cold weather. They're very hardy, no matter where you live. So if you want something different, try the Montauk Daisy, a beautiful white daisy, about 2 to 3 inches in diameter, but it does bloom in the late portion of the year when most garden flowers are done. Wonderful plant. Just do not feed them really heavy. One good application of a granular fertilizer during April to get it started. If you want to feed it again in June, but after that, no food. Because if you push the plant with a lot of fertilizer, it's going to get really, really tall and flop over. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Greg from Massachusetts, who has a question about artificial logs.
Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good. I've been a listener for many, many years. I consider you an old friend.
Thank you.
I have 2 questions for you. One, you talked about scattering wood ash on the lawn and garden. I use artificial logs, you know, those waxy things.
Yep.
Can you use the ash from that?
Yes.
Two, are you on a Boston radio station? I have to get you on the computer now, but from years ago, we started listening in Boston on the radio, and I don't know if you're on a station here now.
Look on my website. Go to paulparent.com, where you are listening, and it should say listen, and it will list all of the stations that we are on in the country. And we are working to get more radio stations in Massachusetts. So hopefully by the time spring gets here, we'll be on some other stations so that you can listen to the program. We are trying. It's a competitive industry. We're doing our best, and luckily we are being able to be on the internet where you can listen to the show. But look under Listen, and it will list all of the radio stations that we are on across the country. The wood ash from the logs, you don't get as much wood ash from the log because it's mostly paper and wax, and a lot of it will just evaporate. But you can use it. There's no problem. What you want to stay away from if you are burning is coal. Stay away from coal. The reason is when the coal cinders break down, it hardens, and it makes a very sharp, pointed stone. We'll call it a stone so that you can visualize what it is. But coal cinder is very sharp. And when you blend it in your soil, it will give you good drainage, except where you grow root crops. So if you're growing beets, carrots, turnips, radishes, things like that, if there's a lot of that cold ash in the soil, as the vegetable begins to mature, if there's a piece of coal ash that's pointed, it will misshape the root crop. So try and keep that out of your garden. If you have a heavy clay soil and you're growing flowers and you can break it up so that it's not in big chunks, great. But for a vegetable garden where there's going to be root crops, you run into a problem with damaging the actual root crop itself due to the point from the coal. And it's not going to do anything other than change the texture of the soil. I would prefer that you buy some sand in the clay soil, broadcast that, and mix that in the soil. The other thing that works really good in the clay soil is garden gypsum. And garden gypsum is absolutely wonderful. Go down to your local nursery and you can buy a liquid gypsum. And for me, there's nothing better than using that. The liquid gypsum will outperform the powdered gypsum a lot faster. The old-fashioned powdered gypsum that you can buy in a 50-pound bag will work. But it's like the old-fashioned powdered lime. It will take up to 6 months to do the job. If you use the liquid gypsum, then you're going to have results in 7 to 10 days because it's already broken down, it's in a liquid form, and it can do the job a lot better for you and an awful lot faster. So go to the local garden center, and you can do it. Now, the other thing that you can do with the liquid gypsum is as soon as you notice that the snow is going by, we're getting a lot of snow, which means there's a lot of sand and a lot of salt that's being used to keep the roads from turning to ice or to help break up the ice. So as soon as you see that the snowbanks are coming down, if you can get the liquid gypsum on the side of the road, it's going to help a great deal. The liquid gypsum will open up the soil to help to flush the salt that's there away from the roots of your plant. And if you can get the salt away from the roots, there'll be less grass kill. So look for the liquid gypsum. The name of the company is called Soil Logic Liquid Gypsum, and a lot of the garden centers sell it. If they don't, you can go to my website, paulparent.com, and just click on sponsors, and you can order it directly from them, okay? But the liquid gypsum, wonderful. Wood ash, wonderful. Or if you don't have a wood stove and you have a lot of acidity, Jonathan Green has something called Magic Cal. And Magic Cal is a product that will change the acidity in about 2 weeks, similar to wood ash. And instead of buying 5 bags of lime to treat the area, you buy 1 bag of Magic Cal. So you're not picking up 500 pounds of lime in your car. You're picking up 1 or 2 bags. A lot easier to handle. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Sandra from Maine, who has a question about insects on houseplants.
Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Listened to you for a long time and also received your newsletter. Paul, I'm having a problem with insects on my houseplants, and I know that you have just said that there is a new spray, but so I'll probably have to order that, but I don't have any idea what they are. They're white, some of them on my broadleaf flowers, and that they're on the top of the leaf, not underneath it.
Okay.
But then on my Streptocarpus, they're like little green bugs all on the stems of just the blossoms.
Okay. If you're getting green insects on the blossom, those are aphids.
That's an aphid.
Yep. Aphids prefer the blooms, and they prefer the new growth. They're very, very fussy. And if you've ever grown roses, you will always find the aphids on the flower buds, not on the leaves, right on the flower bud. When we come back from this break, I'll tell you about insects, okay? So get your pad and paper out, and let's talk about bugs and some of the ways to control them in the house without killing everybody that lives in the house.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish home.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our previous caller was talking about insects on houseplants. And this time of the year, if you have a houseplant, there's a very good chance that you're going to have an insect problems, especially flowering plants. Hibiscus, for example. That particular plant, I mean, I love it. And outside, you don't seem to have the amount of problems as you do indoors. And, Sandra, what you have on your plant is called a green aphid. And it's called a green aphid because of the color. And aphids are very unique. Aphids are insects that can adapt their color to the color of the foliage of the plant. So it's like a camouflage for them. So if they're on a plant that's green, they'll be green. And most of the time in your gardens, they're green. But if you have dark leaf plants, they can be a darker coloration so that they blend in with their surroundings so that predators are less likely to find them. Now, one of the best ways to control insects on all of your houseplants is something called all-season oil. And the newsletter for this week, we encourage all of you to sign up for the newsletter. If you have a computer, it's free. You go to Paul Parent, like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, paulparent.com, top of the page, it says newsletter. All you do is click on it, put in your email address, hit submit, and you will receive a newsletter every single Thursday. Now, this week, I did a story on insects, what they look like, and how to control them. Now, horticultural oil, or all-season oil, is the best way compared to everything else on the market. The reason is, it's an oil, a highly, highly refined oil, or a waxy type product. There's no odor, there's no toxicity. And the way that it kills insects is that it will smother the insects. You spray it on the foliage of your plant, it lands on the insect. It coats their skin with oil, plugging up all of the pores in their skin. They can't breathe, they suffocate, and they die. Now, you say, well, if I use a chemical, that will do the same thing. The chemical kills the insect, but what happens is some of the young become immune to it. So they become stronger. And when they lay eggs, some of their eggs become resistant to the product. With an oil spray, they cannot become immune to it. So the kill is a lot better. The other thing is, when you use a chemical spray on your houseplants to kill bugs, you're killing the adults, some of the young. When you use oil, you kill the adult, all the young, and you're killing some of the eggs because the oil gets on the egg, coating it, preventing air from getting into the egg, and the insects never hatch. Now, the other, so when you're killing the adult, the young, and the eggs all in one application, which is a big thing for things like aphids, red spider, white fly. The other thing is, there's no chemical being used in your house. Now, this time of the year, you're not opening up your windows to get fresh air in. So your windows are all closed. When you spray that plant, the chemical that you're using is in your house. You're breathing some of that chemical. When you're using an all-season oil, horticultural oil, there's no chemical, so that your air stays a lot cleaner. Also, when you use the oil sprays, it will shine the foliage, make your plant look shiny, healthy. It also cleans it. It will get some of the dust off. So instead of buying an indoor plant spray, buy horticultural oil or all-season oil. The only product that I want you to use is that, unless you have fungus gnats. Now, if you have fungus gnats, which looks like a fruit fly flying in your house, I'll tell you after this break.